Alright, welcome to round one ACF Nationals.
Thanks, Chris.
Team's ready?
Yeah.
Alright, let's do it. Toss one. A 2008 paper by Haynes et al. Described implementing a computer made of E. coli to solve a variant of this problem. In 1995, Michael Bloom solved a variant of this problem for N inputs with 23N over 14 plus C operations, where C is constant. The first algorithm to solve this problem non-trivially showed when N is greater than 10, a runtime of 5 over 3, N could not be achieved. This problem can be solved trivially using 2N minus 3 operations. Since anyone can find the largest item, move it to the top and move it to the bottom.
Power of annoy.
Say again.
Power of annoy.
That is not what I got. And move to the bottom into operations. Futurama co-creator David X. Cohen's most cited paper and Bill Gates' only academic paper both focused on this problem, whose burnt variant requires one extra flip to solve the naive in the naive solution. For 10 points, name this computer science problem, which is often visualized as a sorting problem in which a spatula is used to rearrange the namesake items.
Flipping bacon.
Pancake sorting.
My bad.
All right,
I'm
going
to toss
up on that. Toss 2, which is probably not about pancakes. The Savoy Castle in this city fell into the sea in the 14th century. Ludwig and Robert Nobel, Alfred's brothers, made their fortunes in the Branobel Company while living in its black city. Fuck Ali Khan died in this city after uniting its Khanate with the Huba Khanate. Adolf Hitler symbolically chose a piece of dark chocolate cake representing this city for his birthday in 1941. 10,000 Muslims were shot during the city's march days after 26 commissars...
That's not the right thing. I nagged again, guys.
Time. Formed a commune composed of Bolshevik and SR members in 1918. Okay. During classical times, the city was known for its Yanar Dag, or continuous natural fires, on its Absheron Peninsula. During World War II, it was the target of Operation Edelweiss, which led to the Battle of Stalingrad. In the 1890s, this city produced more than 50% of the world's oil. For 10 points, named a city on the Caspian, which is now the capital of Azerbaijan.
Okay.
For 10. In contrast to this student who wrote the to his student who wrote the Argonautica, this poet argued that Homer should not be emulated and that long poems exemplified the dictum "Big Book, Big Evil." For 10 points, name this Hellenistic poet who wrote the Pinnaces, a catalog of the authors in a certain institution that is sometimes considered to be the first bibliography.
I don't remember who wrote Argonautica. Horace.
Callimachus. The authors mentioned in the Pinnaces were found in this institution, which was once led by Apollonius Rhodius. It was apocryphally destroyed by Muslims invading Egypt.
Library of Alexandria?
That's a library. Callimachus fictionalized a story in which Berenice II dedicated a lock of hair to preserve her husband's safety in a military campaign in this book, which explains the causes of various customs from myths.
What did you say?
I thought they were from the right block.
Answer?
No.
Aegea. Or 10. Toss up the third. A man...
Library.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. A man greedily holds one of these animals in a 1951 cartoon advertising an exposition at the Galerie Henri Tronche. A little boy stands behind a colorful ball and clutches one of these creatures in a painting made when the artist was 20 years old. Many images of these animals were rendered based on a gift from Henri Matisse. Two of these animals brawling in a cage represent Marie-Thérèse Voltaire and Dora Maar in a 1937 allegory. These animals are depicted from the balcony of the La California Vieille studio on the Côte d'Azur in a series of 9 paintings which are usually included in the artist's series Reimagining Las Meninas. Yellow, red, green, and blue flowers are drawn all over a pencil are drawn all over a penciled-in rendering of these animals, which were used as a symbol for the 1949 World Peace Conference in Paris. For 10 points, Picasso frequently depicted what type of bird, otherwise often shown holding an olive branch?
Dove.
Science. This man's Ode Hecaton included works by Antoine Brumel and Alexander Agricola and was the first book of polyphonic music printed with movable type. For 10 points, in his Italian printer, who was instrumental in popularizing polyphonic music in the early 1500s. His methods of musical typography lasted 4 centuries.
Oh, that music studying
going? No. The only Italian paper.
Talk to me. Taviano Petrucci. Petrucci's Ode Hecaton also contained pieces by this composer of the Missa Pro Latonium, which consisted entirely of mensuration canons. He was memorialized in his student Josquin de Prez's Nymphes de Bois.
It's like, he did give me notes on this, but...
Now it's Occam. Josquin's other works include several frottolas, as well as these successor pieces, which were polyphonic and, unlike motets, secular. Monteverdi wrote 9 books of them, including some of love and of war. Four. A fictional version of this person appears in a novel originally titled The Elephant Path. In that book, Madame Renaud asks a character who read Franz Mesmer's Unabridged History of Animal Magnetism to treat this man. This author wrote, "And so many years, and always, much always, 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 in today I like life much less," from his posthumously published Payroll of Bones. Clayton Eshelman translated a poetry collection by this author, which begins, "There are blows in life." So, Cesar Bayo. This man built the first ship in order to bring his family to Argos. For 10 points, and this man whose daughters married the sons of Aegyptus. Hypermnestra was the only daughter of this man, not forced to fill a sieve with water in the underworld.
Danaus
and Aegyptus were descendants of this lover of Zeus, who introduced the worship of Isis in Egypt after fleeing a gadfly sent by Hera. This fourth brother of Aegyptus, Cepheus and Danaus, was engaged to Andromeda before Perseus stole her away. Another Greek man with this name was blinded for telling the children of Phrixus how to get to Colchis. Phineas. Plus five. University of Wisconsin professors Thomas Du Bois and James P. Leary currently edit the major American journal on this subject. George Lyman Kittredge and his mentor Francis James Child were teachers of this subject in the U.S. A classic 1965 book on the study of this subject was written by Berkeley professor Alan Dundas. Carla Krohn. Folklore. The hot melt form of this process is commonly used in the pharmaceutical industry to form drug polymer composites. For 10 points, in this process in which raw polymers are melted down and pressurized while being fed through a screw, then forced through a die and rapidly cooled to shape the final product's cross-section.
Are you making something with polymers? I know.
What do we got? Extrusion. Hot melt extrusion is also a way to introduce these compounds into a drug product. These compounds include flavorings, granulating agents, or stability agents other than the active pharmaceutical ingredient.
The generic term for like things that you add to
additives. Excipients. A very common excipient added to improve aqueous solubility is the polymer of this 2-carbon diol, which is the main component of antifreeze. Awesome six. This unnamed character cites celebrations of the debaucheries of Jupiter and the continuance of Xenocrates being revered as examples of evil in men, but concludes that at the bottom of our hearts is an innate principle of justice and virtue. While in a state of uncertainty and doubt, which Descartes considers to be necessary for the search for truth, this character ponders on the sad fate of mortals before deciding to follow the inner light. After its author was charged with impiety for creating the ideas spoken by this character, he wrote Letters from the Mountain and to defend ancient civic religion. In Reveries of a Solitary Walker, the author who created this character suggests that this figure's ideas about natural religion may one day make a revolution amongst men. For 10 points, name this religious figure who explains his creed in Jean-Jacques Rousseau's Emile.
Father Sevier. The vicar.
Yeah. Alright, yeah. Any answer saying it's a priest from Savoy, so yeah, that'll work. 4-10. The term Bobbies comes from a distortion of this man's name. For 10 points, name this mid-19th century English prime minister who reformed and organized the Metropolitan Police Service. His Tamworth Manifesto laid out the principles of the Conservative Party. Peel also earned a fair share of controversy for supporting this bill, which awarded an increase in money paid to a namesake Catholic seminary in Ireland. William Gladstone resigned his ministry in protest over this law. Called the Maynooth Grant. Peel was preceded in office by this prime minister, who tutored Queen Victoria, but whose resignation in 1839 kicked off the bedchamber crisis. Melbourne. This Whig's wife coined the phrase mad, bat, and dangerous to know to describe Lord Byron. In North Dakota, this organization accepted $5,000 from Charles Crittenden to build 70 shacks called the Crittenden Homes. This entity set up the Temple Building Association in Chicago to finance its activities. Its international wing began by employing 6 round-the-world missionaries and established a minister position on Ellis Island. A low-ranking member of this organization received a dream message to go to Kiowa while living in Medicine Lodge, Kansas. The leader of this group gave a speech outlining the do-everything policy of social reform to the White Women Ribbon Army. This organization, which released the journal The Union Signal and issued the Polyglot petition, was split after a debate on whether to support Clinton Fisk for president. Its nonpartisan faction separated from its leader, Francis Willard, while one of its chapters was started by Carrie Nation. That's right. Swami Sivananda published a modern version of this text with annotations in its usual division into 4 chapters and 555 aphorisms. For 10 points, name this text of Vedanta Hinduism compiled by Brahmayana, which is named for the greatest principle unifying human beings. Sorry?
Dharmapada.
No, it's the Brahma Sutra. The Brahma Sutra mostly clarifies and summarizes the points made in these texts. There are 108 of these texts, which serve as commentaries on the Vedas. This Hindu philosopher promoted a form of monism called Advaita Vedanta. He was revered as Eka Sruti Dara, which translates to something like he can remember everything he has ever read.
There's like not
very dense.
He just like
Roach.
Yeah.
No,
I
think we'll
sit
us.
Adishankar. Jordan.
10 points. 10 points?
10.
Yeah.
Those are it. In Ben Jonson's The Entertainment at Althorp, a satyr named Vare mocks this character, who is supposedly a stand-in for Elizabeth I. In Sense and Sensibility, Willoughby promises to give Marianne a horse with this name. An author lost custody of his children to Lord Eldon after publishing an atheistic poem dedicated to Harriet Westbrook entitled for this character. In another work, this character is said to have a team of little atomies to bake the elf lots and foul sluttish hares and to plait the manes of horses in the night. This character names a 9-part poem, which is the first published work of Percy by Shelley. She is said to gallop over lawyers' fingers, causing them to dream of fees, even though she comes in shapes no bigger than agate stone. That's right. Queen Mab. Names of residents of the Royal Academy of Arts. This painter of the delightfully dynamic Benjamin Franklin drawing electricity from the sky was the only person to hold the office twice. He depicted the aftermath of the Battle of Plains of Abraham and the death of General Wolfe.
West.
Was succeeded at his death by this painter, whose portrait of Charles William Lambton, the Red Boy, was dubbed a wretched histrionic thing by Wordsworth. His portrait of Sarah Barnett Moulton hangs in the Huntington Library.
Pinky.
Answer.
Lawrence.
That's right. Yeah. This holder of the shortest lived peerage in history painted a Gothic influenced depiction of Perseus and Andromeda and depicted a sleeping woman in a bright orange dress as Magnum Opus finding June.
Oh, yeah, it's just late.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. The Catron experiments at the University of Mainz developed the Mach-E filter to study these particles. The mass of these particles can be expressed via the vacuum expectation value in a Higgs triplet field. An asymmetry between these particles traveling up and those traveling down was discussed in a 1998 paper by Y. Fukuda et al. Up to 3 CP violating phases are needed to parameterize a construct describing these particles, which can have mixing angles as large as 45 degrees. An experiment at Brookhaven showed that these particles spin opposite to their momentum, suggesting that they are all left-handed. Ryan, go up and down.
Yeah, that must have been
bad. Bonus A. Dr. Harry continually teases this character, who imagines spanking her excessively dutiful daughter Cornelia. For 10 points, name this title character of a 1929 story, who experiences the title event twice, once 60 years before the story when George abandoned her at the altar, and again at the story's end when God fails to give her a sign that she is loved.
Jilting of Granny Weatherall.
This Texan author of The Jilting of Granny Weatherall wrote about Laura, who is sort of in love with a Mexican revolutionary named Eugenio in Flower and Judas. She also wrote the novel Ship of Fools. At the end of Flower and Judas, Eugenio comes to Laura in a dream and convinces her to take this action. After Laura does the symbolic action, Eugenio symbolically calls her a murderer.
She,
falls asleep or something.
Yeah, I forget.
What do we got?
Falls asleep.
She apparently devours all the flowers in the tree.
Does it then?
The first volume of A Marginal Jew uses the criterion of embarrassment to argue that this event was not fabricated, since it was so embarrassing for its author to include it that the author had no reason to lie. This event is said to have occurred at the Qasr el-Yahud, or Castle of the Jews. In one account, immediately before this action is described, a man imagines that a winnowing fan is in God's hand, so he can clearly see the threat, so he can clear the threshing floor, but will burn the chafe with an inextinguishable flame. John Paul II made this event the first of the 5 luminous mysteries. In Eastern Orthodoxy, this event is commemorated on January 19th. After this event, a voice remarks, "This is my son, in whom I am well pleased."
Transfiguration.
That is incorrect. The Holy Spirit descends like a dove after this event, which occurred at the start of Christ's ministry. For 10 points, name this event in which Jesus was dunked in the Jordan River.
John baptizing Jesus.
You got it. Up to 50 of these people were slaughtered at Slaughterhouse Creek, or Waterloo Creek, in January 1838. For 10 points, name these indigenous people, whose children made up the stolen generation of the 20th century, a fact that finally got recognized with National Sorry Day in 1998. In June 1838, around 30 Aborigines were slaughtered at this creek in New South Wales as part of a namesake massacre, but this time a few of their killers were actually hanged. Answer. Mile Creek. Right. Aborigines provided the Ngardu seed cakes, which accidentally poisoned the members of this failed expedition, named for 2 men, which in 1861 attempted to traverse the continent from south to north. Only a single soldier survived its return journey. The Burke and Wills expedition.
So 155 for Michigan, 55 for UCSD?
Yep.
Does 11. On his first adventure, this man kills a one-eyed bull demon who was hiding in a sack. On another quest, he fights off a strange giant with a single long chisel-shaped incisor, as well as a gigantic snake, Bashe. This man narrowly avoids killing his wife and gives her a silver fox fur as a wedding present. That wife later gets turned into a three-legged toad for disobeying him. This man is beaten to death by one of his students with a club made from a peach tree. For building a summer palace on Mount Kunlun, this man is given either two elixirs or a single pill granting immortality, which are then consumed by his wife. His most memorable action is for... For 10. In prokaryotes, one of these proteins with a molecular weight of 70 kilodaltons binds to the minus 10 and minus 35 boxes. For 10 points, name this family of proteins which enables the binding of RNA polymerase to DNA in prokaryotes.
Oh no, it's not primers.
Sigma factors. The sigma protein binds to one of these regions of DNA. Transcription factors bind to these regions to initiate transcription.
Motors.
Roger Kornborg discovered this regulatory protein complex, which in eukaryotes activates RNA polymerase 2 by binding to its C-terminal domain.
God damn it. It's like...
Answer.
No.
Mediator. For 10. Just 12. This company settled the Kingsbury commitment with the Department of Justice. This corporation operated room 641A, where Mark Klein worked alone and spied for the NSA. Koinom King sued this company in 2015 over racist text sent by its executive for 10 points. Good buzz. In languages and language, this thinker defines language as a function that assigns truth conditions to sentences to show that action and belief inferable by language underlies communication. For 10 points, famous philosopher whose book Convention uses a theory of coordination games to argue that convention underlies all language.
Coordination games? Does that ring a bell? Jared Austin.
David Lewis. In Convention, Lewis argues that this concept is most likely to be generated if parties are in Nash equilibrium for a signaling game. Semantics and pragmatics both study this concept, which is transmitted by words. In truth and truthfulness, this philosopher argues that a convention of truthfulness certainly cannot be right, since people utter false sentences in all sorts of contexts. He wrote Moral Luck.
Oh, shit. Oh. Who did Moral Luck? God damn it.
I think I remember what he told me this last year.
Answer.
Danny.
Bernie Williams. Oh. 10 on the bones. Does 13. This artist beat four contemporaries in a competition to sculpt a wounded Amazon warrior leaning on a pillar. A sculpture by this artist is easily outlined by two diagonals, one curved and one straight, according to this artist's chiastic principle. This man's advocacy of tu kalos and tu u was strongly influenced by Pythagoras. Cicero's hardness scale culminates in the perfection of this sculptor. This artist showed a man with both arms bent at the elbow, tying a fillet around his neck in his series Diademunos. This artist constructed the square root of 2 by using the length of 3 phalanges in a sculptural treatise, The Canon. The contrapposto athlete he is in his best-known sculpture no longer holds...
Polyclitus.
You have chosen wisely.
Diadem
bearer. This scene was inspired by Gustave Doré's illustrations of the Divine Comedy and takes place during an opium trip after the protagonist's love interest is bitten by a snake, hiding in a bouquet of flowers. For 10 points, name the scene in which 24 dancers representing ghosts coming down from the Himalayas concurrently perform the same arabesque 39 times in a row.
It's from
Kingdom of the Shades.
Good job. Nice. Occurs in Act 3 of this Ludwig Minkus and Marius Petipa ballet, whose plot centers on the tragic love between Solor and Nikia. Baider premiered at the St. Petersburg Theater in 1877. It shares its name with a much larger and more prominent Moscow theater, home to the world's largest ballet company, where Swan Lake premiered. For 30. During this military campaign, the leader of one side reportedly drew his dagger and stabbed a marble table to show he refused to surrender. The Italian inventor of the field mill, Pompeo Targone, disguised a preliminary seawall for this campaign, which was destroyed by cold weather. Inspired by Alexander the Great, a commander during this action built a mole overlooking the bay. This campaign was partly launched to retain control of salt deposits on the islands of Oléron and Ré. It began 5 years after the Treaty of Montpellier was signed. The Duke of Soubise was supported by the English under the Duke of Buckingham, but Governor Toiras triumphed after Louis XIII personally led troops into battle in this campaign, which led to the Peace of LA. For 10 points, in this 13-month siege...
The Siege of La Rochelle.
That's right. Edward Fitzgerald stated that he was not translating this author, but rather engaging in a transmogrification when he was translating such lines as a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou. For 10 points, famous author who wrote that line in the Rubaiyat. This man once criticized Edward Fitzgerald for making Omar Khayyam's poem appear to be a drunkard's rambling profession of hedonistic creed. With Ali Shah, he produced a hilariously flawed translation of Khayyam, which begins, a hunch of mutton and a gourd of wine set for us two alone in the wide plain. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I have nothing on this, I don't think. Who would do this?
Talk to me.
Adonis.
Robert Graves. In one section of the Rubaiyat, this speaker goes to a shop and sees 2,000 of these things and states, fate for sometimes our moves steer into the chest of non-existence, one by one disappear.
A lot of these things.
There's a shop and goes.
What do we got?
Fruit.
Clay pots.
Yeah.
Close 15. SMTC inhibits an enzyme which synthesizes this compound. ACE, PDGFB, and the enzyme which synthesizes this compound share a GAGACC consensus sequence, which is activated by shear stress. The enzyme which synthesizes this compound is structurally analogous to cytochrome P450 reductase and uses five cofactors, including calmodulin, BH4, heme, and FAD. That five-electron enzymatic reaction oxidizes 1.5 moles of NADPH per mole of this compound. The enzyme which makes this compound has three isoforms, inducible, neuronal, and endothelial. This compound binds to the
nitric oxide.
Good buzz. Polar front theory, also known as the Norwegian model, explains the formation of these systems, which occur when a wave develops on the front, creating an area of low pressure. For 10 points, name these closed, circularly rotating airflows. They usually rotate counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere.
Cyclones.
The polar front is established at the boundary between the polar cell and this other circulation pattern in which air moves from a 30 degrees latitude to 60 degrees latitude in the direction opposite that of a Hadley cell. The movement of a cyclone is often approximated by evaluating the flow at this height, which corresponds to around 500 millibars. The bulk movement of cyclones is usually around 50% of the velocity at this level and in the same direction.
It's like a height. It's like something with pressure because of millibars. I don't know.
What do we got?
Pressure shock.
Steering level. 20. Dozen 16. A minor character in this play talks by alternately sucking air in and blowing it out, which causes consternation when she blows out birthday candles. Several characters in this play reminisce about drinking vile mustard soup. Every scene in this play, except the first and the last, begins with a voiceover of a letter written by a traveling scrap metal worker. A woman in this play marries a mentally challenged movie usher named Johnny and borrows $5,000 to start a restaurant with him. To pay for some pretzels, a protagonist in this play volunteers to carry a small black satchel for his Uncle Louie, an ex-mobster. In this play's opening scene, set in an apartment above a candy store, Eddie forbids Bella from making ice cream sundaes for his children, Jay and Artie. For 10 points, name a Pulitzer Prize winning play about a dictatorial Jewish grandmother written by Neil Simon.
Damn. Oh my god, I can't fucking remember. It's like, not Brighton Beach, it's,
Time.
Boss Boost.
And set in a namesake city in New York.
Lost in Yonkers.
For 10 points. In a cartoon, Paul Sepp shows this man committing seppuku with a sword labeled Unity. For 10 points, name this politician who declared that he would not seek and would not accept the Democratic nomination for presidency in a live TV address in March 1968, sending the party into turmoil.
Who's Johnson?
That's right. Johnson's decision may have been partly sparked by this man's Who, What, When, Where, Why report, which was actually written by Ernest Lessier. Johnson remarked that he'd lost Middle America after this man turned against the Vietnam War. Answer.
Harrington.
Walter Cronkite. Yes. Eventual nominee Hubert Humphrey didn't campaign during the primaries, which led to results like Roger D. Brannigan, the governor of this state, picking up delegates. This state's governor, Matthew Welsh, who introduced the first state sales tax, also ran in 1964.
That is a
state.
Oregon.
Indiana.
They don't have sales tax.
Figured out Cronkite.
Does 17. After the bishops Caledonius and Projectus appealed to this pope, he responded by stripping Hilary of Arles of his jurisdiction over the province of Bienne. John Cassian wrote on the incarnation for this pope, who led a peace envoy along with Avenius and Tergetius, during which the apostles Peter and Paul allegedly appeared magically and put swords over this man's head. The stance taken by this pope in his letter to Flavian led his views to be rejected by Eutyches in the robber synod, but at the subsequent council of Chalcedon, this pope's namesake tome was reinstated. That's right. These two factors of production underlie most models of macroeconomy. For 10 points, name these two inputs to neoclassical production, which earn constant shares of output if their exponents sum to 1 in a Cobb-Douglas aggregate production function, because changes to their price and quantity exactly offset.
Labor and capital.
Constant factor shares is an implication of a unit value for this parameter. In Capital in the 21st Century, Piketty argues that this parameter is in fact greater than 1, which is why the capital share and capital to output ratio move together.
Is it just R, or is it like, it's like the wealth over something?
That's similar to R.
Answer?
It's R.
No. Elasticity of substitution.
Oh.
A paper Piketty published with this Berkeley economist finds that the post-tax rate of return on capital is approximately constant in the long run. This economist also published the book The Hidden Wealth of Nations about tax havens.
This title is familiar, but
what do we got?
Stiglitz.
Zucman. Just a bit. This character is introduced in the chapter Father and Son, which has a fake epigraph stating, sera mia culpa, si cosie. While examining a piece of torn paper on a lectern, this character finds the words The First Step on one side, but is shocked to read about the execution of a man whose name is an anagram of his own. In Strasbourg, this man receives a letter from his fiancée stating, all is lost, which causes him to return home and hire a gunsmith to make a pair of pistols. Initially, this character gets a tutoring job for knowing the entire Bible in Latin by heart, but later gets kicked out of a school in Besançon for being a Jansenist. This character's lover, inspired by her martyred ancestor Boniface, kisses his severed head and builds a memorial shrine for him. This worker for the Marquis de la Mole is guillotined for shooting Madame de Renal. For 10 points, name this tragic hero of the Red and the Black.
Surreal.
This author theorized about several Shakespeare plays that several Shakespeare plays take place in a green world or forest where the characters congregate to work out their conflicts. For 10 points, name is Canadian literary critic best known for outlining a hierarchy of literary modes in his Anatomy of Criticism. Fry argues that thematic poetry relies most heavily on this Aristotelian aspect of poetry, which refers to the thought of the poem, compared to the mythos or ethos. He contends that expressing this feature is a way around the existential projection.
It could be called like Lagos or something. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's...
Dianoia. Fry's explication of the garrison mentality of Canadian literature in the Bush Garden inspired the similar attitudes of this Canadian author's book Survival. She also wrote the novels. That's right. Doesn't matter. Chromium acetonate is often added to speed up this specific technique. The inadequate form of this specific technique can be performed at high concentrations. The results from this technique are plotted on the axis of a larger range in HMBC or HMQC experiments. One form of this technique produces positive peaks at 45 and 90 degrees, and either positive or negative peaks at 135 degrees. That form of this technique improves sensitivity with polarization transfer and is called DEPT. Perfect broadband decoupling in this technique gives a signal enhancement of up to 1.99 via the NOE, which is useful since this technique must overcome a small gyromagnetic ratio. This technique produces a cluster of background peaks at 77 ppm due to deuterated chloroform. For 10 points...
carbon 13 NMR.
You have chosen Wasa.
Yes.
This caliphate was destroyed when its last leader, Idris II, was assassinated by a slave, and the Marinids took over their capital at Marrakesh. For 10 points, in this notoriously intolerant caliphate founded by Ibn Tumark, which lost to the forces of Alfonso VIII of Castile at Las Navas de Tolosa.
That's the second one.
Almohad.
You've chosen wisely. The Almohad movement was originally founded by Ibn Tumark as the unification of this Berber tribe, which is usually distinguished from the Zenata and Sanhaja tribes.
No,
there's the Tamazite
and there's the
Masmuda. The distinction between the Berber tribes was first made by this 14th century Muslim historian whose Muqaddima was intended as a preface to a larger work of universal history. The second theme in this piece's first movement is oddly an E-flat major in the exposition, but A-flat major in the recapitulation. Christian Zimmermann performed a landmark recording of this piece with Seiji Ozawa and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The French horn plays a mournful quarter note solo near the end of this work's first movement. A solo flute, and then a clarinet, introduces the theme of this work's second movement, which is heavy in arpeggiated triplets and is thematically based on a romance written for the Scallon sisters. This work was dedicated to the composer's psychiatrist, Nikolai Dahl, who cured... You have 4-10. Two police officers and 8 soldiers reportedly engaged in an orgy in this city in November 2015. For 10 points, name its European capital city, which was placed under lockdown following the Paris terrorist attacks on March 22nd of 2016. 3 nail bombings were carried out here, 2 at its airport and 1 at its Malbeek metro station. This man, who owned a bar in the Molenbeek neighborhood of Brussels, was the subject of an extensive manhunt, which apparently failed because Belgian authorities could not carry out nighttime raids. He was a childhood friend of the attack's planner, Abdelhamid Abaoud.
All this is sad. I have no idea. All right.
Salah Abdesalam. Abaoud claimed to be the leader of a terrorist cell in Belgium in a January 2015 interview with this online magazine, the major media outlet of IS.
IS.
Do
you
have anything?
No?
Bunch
of zero.
Bobby.
Really?
10 points.
Wow.
All right, final score is Michigan 345, UCSD 105.
Yeah.